Hey, everybody, welcome to April Fool's Day. You're in tune to Grand Forks' best source, Quinn Wilkie, running for Grand Forks mayor against Brandon Bochensky on the show today. We're going to talk to him, but first, a couple of our sponsors today. Let's hear from the Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli and the Indoor Racer Showcase. If you've got an event coming up or maybe just want to treat your employees, check out Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. This is no run-of-the-mill deli either. They're a company of passionate people who work together to create craveable food and memorable service that you will not forget. The breakfasts are incredible and served all day. Box lunches and dinners, vegetarian, vegan, and gluten-free. And even last-minute events, Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli uses only the freshest ingredients with chef-inspired, bold, adventurous flavors where everything is made to order. Contact them at SmilingMooseDeli.com or call 701-757-DELI or stop in at 623 South Washington with the details and let them do the rest, or they'll be sure to decide the perfect menu tailored to your needs. Smiling Moose Rocky Mountain Deli. We don't just cater your event, we cater to you. Join Grand Forks' best source Saturday, April 6th for the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. You'll see sprint cars, late models, go-karts, and more. See your favorite drivers like Mark Dobmeier, Jack Croker, Brendan Mullen, the Peterson family, and others too. This free event is open to the public and all ages are welcome. Enjoy spiced pork burgers, brats, and baked beans served by the Grand Forks Central Wrestling Team for a free will offering. There'll be reps from Beer's Black Dog Barbecue, Casa M Spice, Dakota Don's Artesian Waffles, Davis Seasoning, and Far Out Nuts. Mark it down on your calendar, Saturday, April 6th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. It's the 6th annual Indoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Grand Forks. All right, if you have any questions or comments, feel free to text or call. Our number is 701-213-0863. excuse me again, 701-213-0863. Let's do it. Let's get it out of the way. It's our daily segment called Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Here we go, Jokes My Neighbor Tells Me. Let's see here. I once knew a man with one eye called Steve. Once knew a man with one eye called Steve. What do you think he called the other one? There we go. We got that one out of the way. All right. So, okay, here's the deal. Quinn Wilkie running for Grand Forks mayor again on April Fool's Day. And here's the deal. They didn't show. I went back and looked at my phone, the phone conversations we had back and forth with each other. He knew well of the date that we were going to do this. So I figure what we're going to do is, we're just going to keep rolling here. I'm going to go through the notes I have, and I'm going to go through some things that we have gathered, and, you can make up your own mind. I know he was a former candidate for District 17. Let's see, he was a city vice chair for the Democratic NPL from, 2016 to 27, but, there are a couple of different things, and I do want to congratulate them on being 2 years sober. I had a lot of questions like, why would you decide to run for mayor? I know he's pro-LGBTQ, reproductive health care. I know he has made the comment about, you know, drones and things like that, but there's more to life than that. And I know he had mentioned Valley Middle School, the Aquatic Center, which I know Mayor Bochensky is behind 100%. I know he also says he would love to make Grand Forks more welcoming and would be a brighter place to be if he were the mayor. Now, again, on this very condensed and fast show, because I can't ask the questions, but I'm just basically going through the questions that I did have for Quinn Wilkie. I know, and we've seen it in our local part-time newspaper, the police record, various misdemeanors, couple of felonies, DUI, failure to appear, simple assault on an officer, preventing arrest. And I know that they had blamed that on alcoholism. And again, I also mentioned that they've been sober now for 2 years. So, I mean, hats off. That's good. But then when you look at Mr. Wilkie's, when you look at their I guess, their history. We troll them on Facebook. That's what we have to do here to find out more information. This is kind of what I was worried about, or what I would like to question him about. He's been at Half Brothers from February of 2024 to present. Okay, that's a couple of months. He's a photographer from January 2024 to present. You worked at Kohl's from September 2023 to October 2023. He was a canvasser and fundraiser from September 2022 to October 2022. Student Senate assistant at Northland Community Technical College from February to September of 2022. Fitness center assistant at Northland Community College from January to March of 2022. So my question would be for Quinn is, you don't seem to hold a job for very long, and I'm just wondering why. I mean, there could be a good reason, but then again, you can't just show up for a mayor for a year or 3 months or whatever it is. That just doesn't cut it. And then Rob Port reported, I believe it came from Rob Port, love the guy, the letter that was sent at like 2:30 in the morning about that they had sent to Seattle. About finding a place to live there. I'd like to know what's going on, because he also says he's going to school in St. Cloud State, but he's doing that online. I get that. But now he wants to go to Seattle. He's looking for a place to rent after August. And he says in this letter, I'm running for mayor, but still maintaining residence in Seattle. Now that's his quote. Says, I have a full-time job waiting for me in Seattle. I'd like to ask them, Quinn, how can you be mayor of Grand Forks while living in Seattle? And then you'll see there was another thing saying, well, he would only be every whatever, whatever. I don't get how you can do that. It said he can enjoy residency in two states. That's a quote from Facebook 6 days ago on Quinn Wilkie's Facebook page. So the letter he sent to Seattle was from March 20th at 2:12 a.m., okay, running for mayor, but still maintaining residence in Seattle. So you're saying you're running for mayor of Grand Forks, but you are still maintaining residence in Seattle. I don't know what that means. You said it yourself. I've got a copy of it. Maintaining a residence in Seattle. Residence, when you maintain residence, I think that means you live there. My question would be then, okay, if you're running for mayor in Seattle, would you still live in Grand Forks? And how would that work? Well, out there, they probably wouldn't care. But so these are a lot of questions that not only myself, but a lot of other people have. I was actually very excited about having you on this show. And the least you could have done was reached out to us to tell us you would not. People are texting in. Ironic, he has a failure to appear on his record. Now sober, failed to appear to promote himself for mayor. Again, now, Quinn, these are what people are texting in. Somebody else says this guy's a gong show. I don't know about that. I don't know him personally. I've never met the guy before. Our thing here at Grand Forks Best Source is to give everybody a fair shake. It's not up to us. If you're in the Democratic Party and you don't want to come on my show, or we've never had one on, that we don't do that. Everybody that comes on this show gets a fair shake. Everybody that comes on this show knows what they're getting themselves into. I'm not going to throw you under the bus and kick you. If you're here to defend yourself and answer some simple questions, that's all you got to do. There's not much more to it. All you would have had to do, Quinn, was reach out to me. Say you couldn't make it. I get this all the time. I forgot all about it. I'm sorry. You're running for mayor. You don't know where you live. You don't know where you're going to be living. You don't know for how long. You don't know a lot of things. So maybe, I don't know, maybe you don't know how to use a phone too. I'm sorry if it looks like I am throwing you under the bus, but I guess I kind of am. But that's it. I mean, how you can enjoy residency in two states, I just don't really get it. I myself am very happy. Now, again, you'll see the disclaimer at the end. And here's another thing. I got no skin in the game here, all right? I'm a resident of Minnesota. My goal is to get the news out there to the people of the Grand Cities. Great people. I love this place. I want to say what needs to be said. I want the truth to come out. I want the whole truth to come out. This would have been your chance to to maybe dispel some of the myths, if you will, or some of the stories we've been reading. I know you had mentioned something that wasn't quite right, but I don't think anybody's getting sued for saying anything wrong. Everything I have said here today was all stuff that came basically from you. I've got all the quotes. I've got the dates. I've got everything. It's just too bad. And I guess I'll kind of leave it at this. It's too bad that they, Quinn Wilkie is running for Grand Forks mayor. Is he going to be there? Is he going to be there for you, the people? It's something for you to decide coming up. And you know what, Quinn, maybe if you guys want another chance, how about this for an idea? Maybe we could get a debate. How about you and Mayor Bochensky? I bet you we could work something out. There's your invitation. Quinn Wilkie running for Grand Forks mayor. It's too bad he didn't show today. I was looking forward to it on an April Fool's Day. That's it. I'm sorry the show is so short. I know a lot of people I've been talking to are really keyed up for this show. But that's all we got for you today. Enjoy your rest of your day. Our show today, by the way, brought to you by CNH Insurance and, of course, the Spirit America Bike and Car Show. You know, CNH Insurance, they begin with the goal of building an agency with the highest of principles, personalized attention, and, of course, service. Now, they strive to give everyone who walks through their doors special attention and the best customer service possible. It's their priority. Their agents have got over 50 years of combined insurance experience. They're licensed in North Dakota and Minnesota. If you're a snowbird in Arizona, they're licensed there, too. Contact Justin, Jody, or Tammy, 218-773-0287 for all your insurance needs. You can also drop by their office at 1427 Central Avenue Northwest in East Grand Forks. Grand Forks' best source. We have insurance. We carry it through CNH Insurance. Maybe you should too. I'll be back with more after this.
It's the 2024 Red River Valley Motorcyclist Spirit of America Bike and Car Show, Saturday, April 13th and Sunday, April 14th at the Alaris Center. See a wide array of vintage automobiles and motorcycles. Tickets are only $10, with veterans and kids 12 and under free with a paying adult. There'll be live music, award ceremonies, a beer garden, and over $100,000 in multi-raffle ticket prizes, highlighted by a 2024 Harley-Davidson Road Glide Special, a Polaris Northstar Edition Ranger with trailer, and a 2024 golf cart. Net proceeds benefit Law Enforcement Memorial Park, Veterans Honor Flight of North Dakota, Minnesota, Journey Home Animal Rescue, Red River Valley Community Action, and many other local charities. For more information and to purchase tickets, visit the Alaris Center box office or go online to the website rrvmnd.org.
All righty then. Again, thanks to our sponsors. And got a little reminder here. The Outdoor Racer Showcase at Home of Economy in Devil's Lake is April 13th. Their first annual. Should be a good one. Again, of our, I guess, apologies. Quinn Wilkie, running for Grand Forks mayor, didn't show today. I don't know what they were up to. Maybe they forgot. But anyway, Kit Brennan's got Common Sense Uncensored this afternoon at 1 o'clock. You got yourself a nice little break now. Hey, enjoy the rest of your April Fool's Day. I will be back tomorrow morning at 9. Remember to like, share, tag, and follow us on your favorite apps. Hit that notification bell on your smartphone. It rings every time we go on the air. It's a pretty cool deal. In the Grand Cities, they are grand. Grand Forks' best source is giving them an identity again.